My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
If you've been in the AI or startup space for a while, you'll probably know Dialpad, because Dialpad is a company that has raised over $100 million. I think they did a Series E that valued them back at, you know, $1.2 billion back in October of 2020. This is definitely a company that has been around the block. But today on the podcast, I want to talk about a huge new push they have made into the area of AI. And, you know, this is a company that has Mark or Andreessen Horowitz on their board. And so obviously a very well capitalized company with a lot of big connections, and jumping into AI is a big deal for this company. So let's jump into it. So I think this is a very notable shift towards niche specific large language models founded on exclusive data. And in this kind of shift that I believe we're going to see more in the future, Dialpad, which is an AI driven customer intelligence platform, has unveiled Dialpad GPT. So this LLM is specifically devised to bolster features in customer service, sales, and recruiting. One of these features includes the automation of tasks, such as summarization of sales, customer interactions, and team events, right? This is something that we've seen a number of other softwares do, so nothing too revolutionary there. But coming from San Francisco, this company was actually established back in 2011, and Dialpad essentially aspires to be recognized as the Salesforce of AI. So this aspiration has been 5 years in the making, with the company harnessing 5 billion minutes of unique conversational data to sculpt Dialpad GPT. So this new addition is going to complete Dialpad's existing AI-enhanced platform used for video meetings, calls, and team interactions. So several conversational AI solutions adopt, you know, really popular LLMs like ChatGPT. However, they're very, very generic, and they actually lack a lot of specific business data. And, you know, moreover, they also have issues with scalability, accuracy, and also issues related to privacy and security. So Craig Walker, who is the CEO and founder of Dialpad, commented in a recent conversation saying, quote, "Unless you own that entire stack and have all those inputs, regardless of how you're talking to a customer, it's challenging to develop a model tailored to these kinds of conversations." So supporting this sentiment, Minja, who is a general partner of A16Z, with its CEO Mark Andreessen being being a member of Dialpad's board, noted, quote, "Dialpad's AI infrastructure caters to some of the world's most rigorous enterprise demands. The debut of Dialpad GPT, an LLM refined for enterprise communication, promises to be transformative for businesses globally. Not many teams have the expertise to achieve this." So Dialpad's really rich legacy in natural language processing and AI played a very pivotal role in crafting Dialpad GPT. And this expertise was further enhanced in 2018 when Dialpad incorporated TalkIQ, which is a front runner in the conversational data AI. So Walker emphasized that not many in the industry possess the internal AI capabilities that Dialpad has championed since the TalkIQ acquisition. And crafting an LM, as he put it, is a very huge task. He said, quote, "Creating an LLM is intricate, and without a seasoned team, it's daunting as a starting point. It's an elite mastery in the AI domain. It's not feasible to instantly gather a dedicated team for such an endeavor." And I think that the inspiration behind Dialpad GPT was actually born from a simple experiment. So following the launch of ChatGPT, Dialpad quickly recognized its potential. Walker recounted, "Our initial step was to process a call transcript through ChatGPT and request a summary. The result was pretty good. The potential of generative AI to distill complex content and offer a concise summary was evident." So that was kind of their eureka moment that led to the inception of Dialpad GPT. And the objective was pretty clear: to essentially harness the technology for every conversation. So Dialpad's primary business streams stem from contact centers and sales, with plans underway to really introduce this into recruiting. And I think Walker pointed out that these domains stood out as obvious choices for ensuring comprehensive conversational summaries and tracking actionable insights. Currently, Dialpad GPT is accessible to select customers as part of Dialpad's early adopter program. However, in October of this year, it's going to be available for broader clientele. This is a really interesting field. I think, you know, this is a service that specifically services call centers and sales and whatnot. And, you know, helping with transcribing of calls, I think, is really important. But I think that we're about to go one step further with AI. If you'll look, you'll notice that that is 11 Labs, who's like one of the best companies as far as, you know, text to audio, has just released instantaneous streaming. They tweeted this out a couple days ago. And essentially what that means is normally, right, if you think of ChatGPT, you think of the fact that you ask it a question and then you watch it type out its response. And so if you kind of go into like the context of audio, what you'd have to do is query, you know, 11 Labs, say, here, read this like script, and then it reads it, then it sends you the file. What it can do now is live streaming. So if you give it a script to read or plug it into ChatGPT, it can read the script as ChatGPT types it out, meaning you don't have to wait till, you don't have the latency of waiting till it has finished completing the whole script before it responds, meaning that you can get, you know, instantaneous sales calls and customer service. Like you could literally have ChatGPT or any sort of AI specifically trained on your customer's data or your company's data to help solve customer service problems. And you could let anyone talk to, right? For all they know, they're literally talking to a person, but it is just your AI that's trained on your company's customer service data. And it can literally have a conversation with them in real time. This is absolutely incredible. I think this whole area of sales and customer support is, and especially call centers, is going to be absolutely disrupted in the very coming near future. And if you think about this, you know, like a lot of people are like, oh man, but like, I don't want to talk to like a bot. And on the one hand, I definitely get that, but these things are much more complex, much more powerful than bots if they are actually able to be trained specifically on all of your company's data and give really good insights, right? It's like this customer service request is what we get 90% of the time. We know exactly how to do it. We know all the answers to their questions. We know how to solve it. Plugging that into a system like this, I think, could be incredibly powerful. And on top of that, like you think about people from the UK, maybe they want to hear someone with a British accent talking to them. So it feels like local and native. Maybe someone in the United States would want to hear someone with an American accent talking to them on the phone. And maybe someone in India would like to hear someone with an Indian accent talking to them for their customer support on the phone, right? So I think this would be a very beneficial tool to, you know, you really can get someone speaking not only in your accent, but perhaps I live in Iowa and I want someone with the accent like they're from Iowa, right? Like you can get very geo-targeted. I think that's going to be a massive business to really revolutionize customer support and sales and do it in a way that is very recognizable to people. So this is going to be an interesting area to follow. Of course, Dialpad is doing some interesting things here, but I think 11 Labs is also doing some pretty incredible things as well. And combined, we're going to see some massive disruption for customer service and sales.